Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Negs.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grab a drink and a snack and are ready for chat, because we have a snack today. Yes. It's just you. If you know, you know. These Grape Outshine popsicle bars.
He loves them. He didn't even want to give me one. He wanted to give me a coconut one instead.
I wanted to give her a coconut one because I have coconut in my fridge. Mm-hmm. And I don't like coconut.
Then why did you even have it?
The man I'm talking to enjoys the coconut.
He like enjoys coconut.
Uh-huh. Mm. But that makes me sick.
I don't want them there. I don't like how it looks with my glasses all the way down here. I feel you can't even see my eyes.
On there?
Yeah. It just looks... Well, okay, you can. But it's more like a line. But up here, since I'm like contacts and everything's blurry, and like also I feel like that's just going to mess up my vision.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind.
I just wanted to say that. Just wanted to let it know what I'm feeling, since we are getting into mental health on this episode. I don't even know why I grabbed your knee. You can't even see it on camera.
We're feeling emotional today.
Yes.
But before we do feel emotional, Maria, girl, what are you eating? Did you write yourself down?
It was... What?
Did you write stuff down?
Oh, I wrote one thing down. I
always forget to write stuff down.
But I was going to say, it was pretty good, but I also did have a really bad moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad.
Okay.
What was I crying about? That's the main thing. I kind of just started crying about, like, everything.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that was me the other night.
It wasn't yesterday. I think it was Wednesday. I honestly don't even remember what really triggered it. Oh, I remember now. Some, like, family had came over, and they were just, like, talking about some stuff. Well, I guess I can talk about it. It was, like, about my dad. And they were just talking about it, and it was just kind of really reminding me about him. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Really getting in my feelings all about it. That, also, I didn't really like the way I reacted towards them, because then they started asking me stuff, and I got really mad. Really defensive. I feel like how I used to be. When I was angry. Just kind of, like, lashing out. And I feel like I don't do that as much now. Like, I try to, like, pull that part of me down. But I didn't like the way I reacted, and I also didn't like... Well, I also didn't like that. I felt like I had to cry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was that. But the rest of the week was pretty alright. Again, my emotions be kind of crazy. Huh?
Besides that, it was great.
Honestly, not really. Because, like, also, like, you know. Like, the last week, not the last week, the week before your period is, like, the worst. Girl, I feel bloated, but I'm also, like, craving shit. It's as if I am on my period, because also when I'm on my period, I crave stuff, too.
Damn, that's like 2 weeks
in a row. It's usually like the first day. Yeah, but it's like, is it only the first day? It's not usually the whole time. I feel like yesterday and a day before, that's when I was really craving stuff. But it always happens, I'm telling you, the week before, and then it happens again like the next week, you know?
So you're getting your period next week?
Okay. Yeah, it should be coming up next week. I mean, I feel weird saying next week, because, like, it should literally be either, like, tomorrow, Monday, or, like, Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday are next week, but just, I don't know, I feel like saying next week feels so long.
It's literally, like, two
days away from us. But anyways, so you know that. Obviously, the craving part isn't really much of a bad thing, honestly. It's just more, like, since I'm trying to sound busy, it is a bad thing.
I bet it's like, hard when you're trying to sound busy.
Yeah, no, literally, like, I'm just trying to sound
busy. And you're like, I just want really, sweet treat.
Was like, I want Brewster's, I want this, I want that. Like, the day before, I did let myself indulge a little, and I got Brewster's. But then it was like, I can't do it. It's 2 days in a row. Like,
but you
I
can.
I can, but I gotta restrain myself. And also, like, money-wise, I'm like, we're going to New York. So it's like, I want to save as much money as I can for New York.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I decided, I figured it out. So this next check, I'm gonna pay, like, everything that I need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But then the check after that, bitch, I'm gonna have nothing that I need to pay for. So that entire next check is just what I'm gonna use for New York. Mm-hmm.
Fun money.
That entire check's gonna be fun money. And bitch, it's gonna be over $1,000 that check.
Really?
And so that is just $1,000 that I'm just gonna be play money good in money. New York. I know.
You're Richie Rich.
I know. I've been working hard. I've been grinding. I've been doing what I can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And speaking of work, I got called. You were there. No, I don't think you were there. I got called fat. I got called ugly. I got called disgusting, and I got called old by one of our regulars. And she looks me in the eyes and goes, "Are you 28? Excuse me, 28? I said, No. It's just, you just look so much like one of my old students. I thought you were 28. Don't you ever say that shit to me. Mm. How dare you? Mm. After that, I literally, like, I wanted to shed a tear when she said that to me. Everyone knows how big I am on aging. And she said, are you 28? I said, no.
The part that's so funny to me, though, is what you said, like, her face looked like after you told her you were 21.
Yeah, no, she was. 21. She was shocked.
I think that part is so fucking funny.
That I said, no, I'm 20. She said, oh, don't piss me off right now.
Okay, wait, but I didn't finish with the...
Oh, sorry.
But I was thinking about the period. So pretty much also, like, why I was also, like, felt like I didn't really like how I reacted. Oh my gosh. Like, how I reacted that day was also because, like, I feel like when I'm also, like, the week before, and also, like, obviously, like, the time I am on my period, I feel like sometimes, like, my emotions can be kind of crazy. But I feel like especially mostly the week before, honestly. Where, like, my emotions are kind of just, like, up and down, and I am obviously more irritable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh my god, look at her.
So I feel like that was part of the reason. I was really down on that. But, oh yeah, this is the other thing I want to bring up. This is the thing I did write down, because I was like, I cannot forget it no matter what.
What can you forget, mama? What can you not forget? Okay.
So pretty much, the other day, me and Nathaniel, we were working together, right? And we're talking about New York. Why the fuck I know her? He says something that just like made no freaking sense.
Oh, it made absolutely no sense to me.
So I'm just going to read what I wrote. Because I don't even remember exactly what I had said that made you say it. Because I just remember you saying, in September, I'll be 21, or in September, we can do that. And it was with drinking. I don't know what you even said. But the whole point is, like, him saying his birthday is in September.
I didn't say that.
Or is that what it sounded like to me? And then he wouldn't explain it to me.
I was just like,
make me understand. Just, like, tell me. Like I just don't get it. Like, I was like, maybe I just, like, heard him wrong. But, like, he did for sure say September. Anyways, let me just read what I wrote. So, I said, Nathaniel said something about being 21 in September. And something about when we get back, it will be midway to September. And I was confused what he was talking about. What are you talking about?
It feels like a confrontation.
Because he wouldn't tell me. I was just tell me, like, make me understand. Like, I just want to know. Like, I'm not even trying to make fun of your ending. Just, like, I just want to know.
No, because
what
then,
are we so off about?
And then
about?
You started going in, and then my mind went, and like literally, I was like, no thoughts, and I was sitting there like, what did I mean?
He wouldn't explain. So you don't know what I'm hearing now. You don't know at all. Like, what did you mean by September? Because I remember talking about, like, drinking.
I know we're talking
that.
About drinking, but I was like, by the time we get back from New York, it's already going to be halfway through August, and we're going to be broke because we were just in New York. So, like, that's why I meant, like, we can go do it in September when I'm also 21.
September.
When I don't remember what we were talking about. We were going to go do something in September.
No, we're not. Then I know we don't have any sort of plan for
September. No, it was like we were talking about, oh, I was like, oh, that'd be really fun to do in September when I'm 21. Because I knew it was about drinking. Oh. But I was like, it's just... No, because now you got me stumbling over my words again. This happened at work!
Because you confused me, girl. So you confused me, I'm like, huh? Like, come on, guys, be so for real. Like, did y'all keep up with that part just now? Anyways.
I have something else to say.
That's just all I want to know. But now it's cleared up. Now I know. See, why else could you have told me that then? I was just like, just tell me. Like, what do you mean? Explain it. Anyways.
I don't think one of our regulars likes me.
Why?
But you know who it is.
Also, does it matter? Honestly, I don't care if they like me or not.
No.
No, actually, I just care that, like, I don't come off as rude. Because I know sometimes, like, I do come off as rude. That's something I've been working on recently. I feel like sometimes I come off as rude. Also, I know my face is dead good away. Mm-hmm. Then Shelby kind of called me out. And I was like, damn.
I don't think...
I didn't even mean it.
I don't think that regular likes me.
Really? I feel like he said hi to you today.
He says hi... No, he says hi to everyone every time he walks in, except for me. And every time I take his order at the front, it's... Yeah, just the two shots of espresso.
Really?
And I'm like, you are so nice to everybody.
Oh, I don't know that.
But then
because,
it comes to me and I'm like, chopped liver.
I don't know that because I was going to say, I know like... when I had first changed my availability to, like, start working mornings, so, like, what, like, a year ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since I didn't know him at all, because he's mostly comes in the mornings, at least from whenever I've seen him. He also wouldn't say hi to me, but also, like, I'm not really trying to, like,
he's
talk to people.
He's obsessed with you.
Really, you think? He talks to, like, everyone. No.
Y'all have to see the way this man comes in. Maria! Every single time that he walks in.
Okay, and but no. Like, but he does that to everyone.
Yeah, literally, but you're the biggest one. No, it's Maria! Like, he wants to pound your puss, and he's, like, 90. I know he's not that old, but...
I don't think it's that big, guys. This man comes in and says every single name he knows.
Except for mine.
Yes, but like I said, but when I still didn't know him, and like I said, I wasn't really, I'm not really trying to talk to anyone. Like, you see how I am. Like, I'm not really trying to talk to the customers like that. Like, I just give you what you need, and then I'm not really a combo girl. But anyways, he also wouldn't say anything to me. Like, he'd kind of wave, or he would look at me. Sometimes he wouldn't say anything. But then after, you know, a while of me seeing him, I would start talking to him.
I don't even get away.
Sometimes I do like talking.
I don't even get away. I don't get anything.
Really?
The way he walked in today, y'all should have seen the way he walked in today. It was a grand entrance because there was no one else in the store.
Oh, it was. I love that he comes in. I was like, today I wasn't that much of talking with him, and he was like, you didn't say anything to me, and I was like, I know, but I'm making all these drinks. And I was making all them drinks. So I was like, I'm not in the mood to talk to you right now. Like, I'm trying to make these drinks.
Said hello to each and every person.
He did.
Although when it came to me, it was...
I swear he did say hi to you, though. I swear I have a memory of him saying hi to you.
You have that memory, but that's a false
memory. No, I swear it's in the beginning when he walked up to the bar and, like, said hi to everyone, I remember. I swear he, like, looked at you and did a wave.
I always notice every time. I notice every time because I'm like, I just want him to talk to me because...
Okay. Why don't you just talk to him? You're so good at talking to people.
Yeah, I guess.
So you could definitely get him to talk to you.
I guess.
I just gotta peep it next time. No, next time, don't do it. Yeah, next time you and me work together, don't talk to him.
I won't talk
to him. Talk to him, but, like, don't
talk I won't talk to him.
Or whatever you want.
And then, the other day, one of our coworkers said that they like to put me on drive specifically because they find it funny when I get angry. Oh. And I was like, that's not fucking... I was like, are you for real right now? Don't piss me off.
They are trying to piss you off!
Yeah, but see, that's the thing.
That's the funny thing. They are trying to piss
They
me off.
Are trying to piss me off, and I'm like, are you for real? And they're like, it's just so funny every time you get mad. I'm like, what is funny about... I mean, I guess I do get it.
I was gonna say, because you definitely do get, like, into it.
I get... Y'all don't even understand. No one, y'all don't understand.
Girl, I saw him do a little run today.
Who, me?
Yes! I was in shock.
I feel like I'm always doing that at work, though.
You did a little run, and I was like, what? Like, I'm never running.
I feel like I'm always doing that.
I'll walk a little fast, but running?
Yeah, I feel like I'm always doing that. I run around the store.
No, don't run.
I get in there. Oh, my God. Anyway, do you have any more about your week? Because I have a little seg that...
There you go.
Okay, as you know... Every time there's a new season of Drag Race, I force Maria to judge the promo looks. But you got two seasons to go through this time because they just released the promo looks. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to react to all of them.
Okay. Well.
The first one we're going to react to is the Global All-Stars. Mm-hmm. And this is... They have a queen... Like, each queen is from a different country that participated on a different franchise of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to go through these promo looks and tell me what you think. This one, her name is Athena. Bitch.
Ooh.
I know, that's literally... She is from Drag Race Belgium.
Okay, why is this giving, like, superhero? But sometimes I thought it was giving McDonald's because of this.
That's the Belgium flag colors, bitch.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't know the Belgian flags, but, like, also this part, it looked like an M from here.
No,
it
does kind of part, look like
it looked like an M.
I don't really like these, like, biker shorts underneath it.
Honestly, it just also gives me, like, athleisure vibe, yeah.
It's not my fave.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's definitely not for me, but it's not bad either. She definitely is giving face for sure. Is her light all the way up or no? You should put it all the way up.
All right, she's serving pussy cut.
No, yeah, the face is pretty. Yes, but I'm gonna. Oh, I love the hair. I'm gonna give it.
I don't like the hair.
Really, I love the hair color.
Yeah, I like the color. I just don't like how it looks.
Oh, like the ants.
Yeah,
the ants is crazy, but the hair color is what I meant. I love the color. I'm gonna give it a 7.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
6.
Yeah. And this is...
Okay, I love the orange at the bottom.
This is Eva LaQueen. She's from Drag Race Philippines.
Too, because you see how it, like, shows there, mostly.
This one is so... Stars. This right here.
I like the headpiece. I love the headpiece. Ooh, let's look in that makeup. Ooh.
The makeup looks good.
She's eating. I love the eye makeup. Okay, body. I'm just noticing that waist.
I know, that body. I like the legs.
I'm glad you're not making me guess these names this time. Because everyone would have been Iana all over again.
Orange Iana. It's like literally what you're talking about.
Some shit like that, yeah. Honestly, it would be some shit like that, yes.
What are you giving
Eva? Her rating. Honestly, I'm giving it a 7. It's giving like
really?
It's kind of plain.
It is kind of plain.
Go back to that one. They're both kind of giving plain. The only thing I really love about her is the headpiece.
Honestly,
I feel like the headpiece is what really just, like, makes it. Just because of the headpiece, 7.5. It bumps it up a moment. Just a moment more.
I give it an 8 for me.
But she has an address also, unlike the other one.
This queen's name is Gala. She's from Drag Race in Mexico.
Boxing.
She looks good. I'm going to be honest, a lot of these franchises I haven't seen because I don't usually watch the ones that aren't in English. What?
Uh-huh. Never mind. I'm going to give it...
I love the hair. The face is beat the house down. Yes. Boots, mama. Mama. I give Ms. Galavaro... I'm probably saying that so fucking white, too. Ms. Galavaro!
I'm giving it a 7.5 also.
Yeah, honestly, I give it like a 7.5, too. Oh my god, I'm so glad we agree.
Yeah?
Okay, this is Kitty Scott Claw. She's from Drag Race UK. I watched her season. I enjoy her as a queen. I don't like this look. Very much at all. I just don't like the look. I honestly, I give it like a 3.
I'm into it. Also, like, the lashes kind of seem crazy.
I honestly give it like a 3.
Like, not for me.
What do you give it, Mama?
I'm just gonna give it like a 2. Because you know what? Honestly, I'm noticing like I'm more looking at what's around her. I feel like she kind of like blends in so much. Uh-huh. Like she doesn't catch my eye in any sort of way. But like when my eye does finally catch her, it's not that bad. I'm gonna go with 2.
Yeah.
Like the look isn't terrible, but it's not like.
I like the hair, but I don't like the hair. It just seems flat.
Yeah, so are you getting it too?
I love this bitch.
Yeah, that looks good.
This is Queen Kong from Drag Race Down Under.
I love the cape. It's giving me like Elsa.
I, again, don't really like the look that much.
Really?
I like
this one. I feel like now I'm finally getting some oomph. I feel like the others were so like mellow. Mm-hmm. I feel like this one's finally oomph.
I'm loving it. I like the hands.
I'm loving all of it. I feel like she's giving me like Disney princess in the bag and then like... Bad-ass warrior, yes. She's gonna go, like, blast an alien or some shit. Or maybe, like, the dragons. She's also giving, like, the shoes giving, like, dragon vibes. I don't know what the fuck she's gonna go do, but she's gonna do something. And she's gonna look good doing it. I like this one a lot. I'm gonna go with an 8. I really like that headpiece, too.
Honestly, I love it. Like I give it, like, a 6.
Really? I love it. I'm going 8. I love the green on this
one. This is from Drag Race Brazil. The theme was like their country's flag color.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is Miranda. I really like this one. Yeah. I like the contrast. I like the green. I like the black and white on the head. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish there was hair, but... because like I just feel like it looks kind of like an egghead up here.
Yeah, it just looks kind of weird, honestly. Like, I like the shoulder part, but once it like goes all the way to the head, I'm like, eh.
But the face is beat. The shoe... I don't really like the shoes with it either. I wish it was like a... I don't know, like a black shoe or something black different. Shoe? I don't know.
No, I'm into the sparkle. Because it's cohesive with this.
Mm-hmm.
Since I feel like the main statement is, like, the dress. So just kind of staying cohesive with, like, the feet part. But, honestly, the only thing I'm, like, really crazy about is the dress.
I give it, like,
a 6. Really? I'm going to get a 7.5.
7.5?
The dress is really what I love. But also do, like, the patterning on the shoulders. It's just that head part.
And then this is a queen
Dorothy.
Her name is... Honestly, I feel bad because I know I'm going to butcher
Nehelina?
Her name. Nehelina from Drag Race Italia. Drag Race Italy. Bitch, I love like the way her weight... I just don't really like her...
It's giving like Wizard of Oz.
I just don't really like her makeup in this picture. Okay. I've seen other pictures of her. And I just don't really love her beat in this
really?
One.
I mean... It's not bad. What do you mean? I like it.
It's not.
It's just very like a. Her eye can help us.
That's okay. I'll hold it up until we can take a break.
Okay.
It's just not for me. I would give it. But the look, I do really like the look.
She really doesn't look like she'd be a character from Wizard of Oz, man.
I know. The bitch that
Like she really.
In the Emerald City. Wow.
Like she would literally be riding down the yellow brick road. Yeah. Like I keep looking at these pieces and thinking it's gonna be like the characters.
What do you rate it?
Honestly, I'm gonna give it a 9 just because I love.
Really?
I love it. It reminded me of Wizard of Oz, but it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's pretty cute. I love the colors. I think she looks good. Actually, you know what? Let me be for real. Let me not just give her a point just because of the Wizard of Oz. I'm gonna give her an 8.
An 8? This next queen is one of my favorite queens of all time.
I'm just gonna be like Cruella. Okay, never mind. Now that I'm looking at her. Whoa.
Her name is Pythia from Drag Race Canada.
Okay.
Immediately, I'm going to give this look like a 9. This look is a 9 for me. We got things going on up here. We got a whole thing going on up here. And look at that face.
The face is giving, for sure, for sure.
She's rubbing up on the mic. Also,
give some ASMR.
Yeah, give me some ASMR.
We just honestly, I'm not that crazy about it, though. Like,
really?
I'm not all that crazy about it.
What do you give it?
I'm gonna give it an 8.
An 8?
Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna give it 7.5.
7.5. And then we have Soa.
You know she also kind of looks like? A puck. Like, not the puck, but you know when you're playing that, the puck game?
Mm-hmm.
The shooting part, the thing you used to hit? She's in the shape of it. See, that's the mm-hmm. part. That's where you hold on to.
Oh my god.
Girl, can you hold on to that?
And then we have Soa Demuse from Drag Race France.
It's giving gymnast.
I think it's so basic.
Yeah, it is. I think it's giving gymnast.
No, it is giving gymnast. I think it's like so basic, and I'm just like, it's not really for me.
It really is.
Honestly, if I had to give it something, it's honestly like a 3. It's like literally a bodysuit with a jacket.
Yeah, and just some diamonds.
But her face is
cute. Like, honestly, the thing that I'm getting more called to is like what's on the neck.
And I don't even like the hair. It's like a 2. This is like a 2.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Silent, I'm gonna have to agree.
I know. Oh, I love this next queen. She was from Dark. Oh, I did say. Then, all the way from Germany, we have Miss Tessa Testicle.
Wow.
I'm obsessed with Tessa Testicle, and she's so hot out of drag. You have to see it. Mm-hmm. Not it. That sounds crazy. But again, this look is just kind of basic. It's a bodysuit with something on the back with some high heels.
It's like, I feel like, the thing is, it also doesn't even look bad, though. It doesn't look bad, but like,
I think it's giving just more very plain. Than this.
It is. I'm definitely going to give it more higher than that. I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah, I give it a 5. It's still very basic, but it's more than...
It's a nice
Miss
look.
Soa Demuse. And then we have, all the way from Sweden, we have Vanity Vane. Again, not...
Okay, when you zoom in like that, now I'm really looking at it. Okay, I'm not really that much of a fringe gal, but I'm really loving the arm
fringe is kind of saving
but
it for me.
But the hair is giving Party City wig.
It is, I fear. It's okay. Not for
honestly,
me. And the shoes, bitch, don't piss me off.
Well, like, it's more the color is giving Party City wig. Like, the wig itself, like, the shape is not looking bad. It's more, like, the color of the wig. Like, if it were a pastel yellow, she would really be eating.
I just don't understand, like, what is the sculpted piece in front?
It's a
like,
snake.
It's like, I know, but, like, snakes. It just looks like it's, like, a different thing, you know?
Yeah, until you zoom in. It's giving, like, Darth Vader vibes.
Just stop trying to rub up your horny self on the mic.
And also, I'm not really into them dats on it.
Yeah, it's kind of giving like.
Also, not into the shoes. It's also that ugly color yellow. I'm not really the biggest fan of the color yellow.
I love
especially that ugly color.
I love the color yellow, but again, this is gonna be like a 3 for me.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
You know, I'll say 3.5 for the fringe because I do really love the fringe. And then, okay, if I'm being honest, I think the only reason that this whole season was made was so that this queen can win. This is Alyssa Edwards from the USA. She's a very big fan favorite. Everyone
I've
is
seen
obsessed
her before.
With her.
I like her.
Love Alyssa Edwards. Yes. Stan Alyssa Edwards. What do you think of the look? It's kind of also giving just a bodysuit again.
Yeah, I'm not that much into it.
I'm not that much into it.
But it's not
bad.
Either. I'm going to give it. Not only did I hair. Is that hair or headpiece?
It's hair.
Headpiece. No, it's a headpiece.
It's hair. You see the hair in the back?
Oh, that's hair.
Mm hmm. It's a sculpted hair. Sculpted.
No, I'm still not into it, though.
Yeah, not really into it either.
I'm gonna give it a 4, though.
I also give it a 4.
I feel like it's on the same level with the other one.
I give it, like, a 3.5. I give it a 4, because I like the heels more than... Okay,
really?
Now...
I like the... What's going on in the body more.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like it's, like, armor-type vibes, and I'm into it.
And then, okay, so that is the end of Global All-Stars. But now we have another season. This is Canada versus the World, which is basically...
Oh, we have another one?
Yeah, we have another one, which is basically... You're like, Jesus Christ.
No, it's fun of me.
Okay, so the first queen that we have is... She's all the way from the U.S. is Alexis Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the theme of it was like wrestler. That was the theme of this promo.
Okay.
Not my fave theme, if you're asking me, but...
Yeah, I was gonna say, it just looks like a bunch of straps taped on her.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of straps on the bodysuit, and this just looks like, You know
the
stuff.
The paper
streamers? Yeah, the
paper streamers.
Yeah, the streamers. That's
literally,
what this is giving. And I don't like the fur on the boots. I don't like the fur on the jacket. It's a 2.
I like how the hair looks. Yeah, I like how the hair looks. Except for the top part. I'm not into that part again.
The poof?
Yeah, that's a... I don't know. I don't know how it looks.
I give it a 2. I don't like it.
I like the hair, but yeah, I'm gonna give it a 2.
I fear I'm gonna rank a lot of these low, but that's only because I don't like the theme that they decided with. Next we have Cheryl Hole from the UK. I really don't like this one.
What's her name? Something Brewski.
Brittany Broski?
Brittany Broski, yeah.
This is a 1 for me. I just think it's like kind of garbage, Mama. I don't like how the neck goes up here. It cuts her off, so she looks like a floating
head.
Oh,
I love the makeup. But you know the makeup? Oh, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like, it's in like movies and in shows where like they'll do like how the biker look when they're like in that. I think, for some reason, I keep thinking of Cat. You know the band?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Cats? What's her name? Cats. I'm thinking of that. It's so funny to me. Honestly, because it's so humorous to me, I'm gonna give it a 3.
A 3.
Just because it reminds me of that. It's so funny to me. But you know what? Also, her makeup looks really good. And just so funny to me, just imagine that moment.
I still give it a 1.
Nah, I'm going with 3.
This next queen has been in some deep water.
You know, honestly, I'm kind of rocking it the more I look at it. Like, it doesn't even look bad, honestly. Just like,
I just don't like it.
It's just real. But you know what? Considering it's also wrestling, I'm keeping that in mind. Because, like, you're right, it is just like a bodysuit, but it's wrestling. I'm keeping that in mind, honestly, just because I do, and honestly, I really do love the look.
Really?
I'm gonna, yes! I really do love the look. I think I'm gonna go a little higher, honestly.
Oh, higher.
That's why I'm, like, going on about it, because I mean, considering it's wrestling, it makes sense that they're wearing a bodysuit. Like, I'm like, bodysuit is, like, athleisure type vibes, because that's kind of, like, what gymnasts be wearing, like, mm-hmm. a bodysuit. I'm gonna give her a 9.
A 9?
I mean, consider what we're in. Sorry, what is
such
it?
A gag it's wrestling. Sorry, that was...
I mean, it's humor sweet, but also you gotta understand what the category is. The category is
no, wrestling. I get it. I think
mean, at least she's not giving us straps. I don't even want to look at that. I'd rather look at that. I'm giving you a 9. I love it.
Wow, Cheryl Hull.
9.
You have a fan right here. Okay, the next queen has been in some deep water lately. Ooh. There's been some drama going on with her. But this is, all the way from the U.S., Eureka O'Hara.
Whoa. But she doesn't look bad, though.
I think it fits the theme really well. I enjoy it. If I were to rate it based off the theme, I'd give it like a 5 or a 6.
I'd give it a 6.5. I love the makeup.
What do you rate it, Mama?
I don't like that now that I'm noticing that.
The neck thing?
The neck and the face are so different. It looks cartoon also down here. That's that cartoon character. Like, that's Ursula.
I just think, like, they made her look really cartoony.
I love the body, though. Literally the first thing I noticed was the boobies.
Mm-hmm. What do you give her?
I'm gonna go with... I kind of want to go with a 6. I also kind of want to agree with you on the 5. I'm going to go with 5.5 then.
She has been some deep water lately because she went on a podcast and she was like, one of these other queens was being snooty and was like acting like they weren't a big girl and they wouldn't let me borrow a costume.
I saw that!
And then
I saw only that one part of the podcast. I didn't delve in more.
And then the queen that she was talking about went on another podcast and was like, I didn't give it to her because I thought I was skinny. I didn't give it to her because she stinks and she doesn't shower and she's garbage. Like, she's nasty.
Like, unhygienic? No,
she was like, she's so unhygienic. She's nasty. If I'm being honest, I haven't really kept up. So I don't think she said anything because she's, like, been posting about this season. But, bitch, all this drama has, like, made people, like, really, like, if Matter. That bitch wins, well, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Really?
Like, people are upset. And also, this is, like, her fourth season competing. And it's, like, we're getting a little tired of her. Like, we just, like, need, like...
Like, what, she's always sorry or something?
No, it's just, like, she...
Like, she's, like, what?
It's just, like, seeing the same... Like, it's the same thing with this queen right here. This is her third season being back.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, feeling, like, back-to-back. Like, you can't get... Like, there's so many other queens. You can't get it. Someone else?
Oh, you're just, like, tired of them?
Give another queen an opportunity instead of just giving the same person over and over again. Who, like, people don't even want to see on their screens because they don't like her.
Oh, but like, why don't they like her?
I don't have a problem with Eureka. I enjoy Eureka, but people don't like her personality very much. And she has had a past where there are video resurfaced of her saying the N-word quite a few times in the video. And it's crazy. Anyway, we're going to move on.
That was it. Okay.
All the way from the U.S. again, we have Miss Kennedy Davenport.
Whoa. She kind of looks like a fish.
No, she is kind of giving fish.
But I like it.
No, I like this one. Her eyes are kind of fucking scary. But...
No, that is terrifying. But honestly, it's giving like a seahorse. Like, she about to go, like, to war.
No, I like it.
It's a seahorse that's about to fight. Oh, my God. I love the colors.
I'm giving it a 9. I give it like a 5.5.
Well, it looks something like wrestling when you really think about the category.
Exactly. Is it? I mean...
Well, no, it's a suit. Nah, we're... Although a cape? Anyways.
And then this is, I also don't really know how to pronounce her name.
I'm loving these colors. I'm loving the confident stance, too.
From Drag Race France, we have Kahina.
I don't
really like the look at all, and I don't really like...
The face she's making?
I don't really like the makeup or the face.
Really? I like the makeup. Oh, what the fuck is going on with the hair?
I don't like the hair.
I'm not into that one part that's going up like that. The face, I don't like the face she's making, but the makeup looks good. I love the confident stance.
Actually, that's... No, it's like... This is like a piece of fabric that she's wrapped around her leg. It's not part of the shoe. I don't like that. Do you see that's like not part of the shoe? It's like a little stirrup right there that she put on. I don't like that. I don't like the shoes. I don't like the outfit.
Wow, you're really zooming on this one. Honey, I knew what he was not zooming in, like, so barely. This one, he's like literally zooming in everywhere.
Because I don't like
what's it. What's with your Kahina?
I don't like it. If I'm going to be honest, I don't even want to give it a one.
Oh my god.
I don't even want to give it a one.
I mean.
And you see, I've seen parts of her season. I like her as a queen. It's just, I think she was done dirty in this promo. Because I don't think her makeup looks like... You gotta see her on her first season. I'll show you when we take a break.
Okay.
Her first season, her makeup was beautiful, Liana. But I don't know. This is not really doing it for me. I don't want to give it a one, but since I have to, I give it a one.
Okay.
What do you give, Mama?
Those, like, side shoulder thing is... It looks kind of weird to me, but I'm also kind of into it. Just give me, like, a lizard.
If you say what? 9 for this one, I'm, like, actually going to, like, be... I'm going to be God. I'm going to be God.
It's a little too plain, but it's giving lizard. Like you know how the lizards, when they're about to, like, fight, then when they're trying to scare someone? But I like that. But the thing is, I would have really loved it if, like, that delve into something, like, lower.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was a piece.
I wish it was something else.
But it's just different. So plain. Just like, it looks just, like, missing now that I envision that, honestly. But the look looks good. Like, I'm telling you. I love the confidence stance. I like the makeup. I don't like the look she made. I don't like the hair. Like, what the fuck is going on with that? I don't like that.
So what do you give it?
But I like the shoes. I do like the shoes. I don't care that she pieced that up. I don't really care. I'm going to give it a 5.
5? Okay. Next, we have all the way from UK, we have Miss LaPhil.
I love this one.
I like this look. I don't really like the shorts. I wish it just went all the way down to, like, a bodysuit, you know?
You see, this is what I mean by something like keeping something going on in the shoulders. See how she also has a shoulder thing, but she has a fringe to make it keep going
see,
on a little.
I really like LaPhil's look.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
LaPhil didn't do that. LaPhil wasn't really a big part of her season on the first time around, so I'm hoping we get to see more of her this time.
I think it's the 80s dancing characters. Uh-huh. That's what she's giving, like, I think they're 90s games. Or maybe they're also 80s. But, like, those, like, fighting games.
Uh-huh.
She looks like she'd be one of them characters. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the look.
Honestly, I give this one like an 8. I really like 8? This look.
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 10.
A 10?
I love it. I love the shoes. I got to have my number one, you know?
The first 10 goes to LaPhil. Oh, okay. I think you're going to be messed up with the number one. Not the next
really?
One.
Really?
The next one is... This is one of my favorite queens of all time again. This is all the way from Canada. Is Lemon.
Wow.
I like this look. I think there's like kind of like a lot going on to the eye. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like the shoes either. But if I had to rate it, I would give this look a solid, like, 5. I'd give it, like, a 6, honestly. I love the hair, and I just love her as a queen.
Mm.
What would you give her, Mama? Do you need me to zoom in some more?
No, girl. You zoomed in enough.
Oh, and her makeup looks so good.
The makeup looks really good, yeah. But, like, the middle's giving, like, scarecrow-y.
Yeah, I don't really love, like...
And then, she reminds me of some sort of cartoon character I've seen before, but I can't think of what. Like, something about the face part. I do enjoy the face part. The face and the hair. Mm-hmm, the face and the hair I'm really enjoying. Just, honestly, the body part. I don't like it. It's giving, like, scarecrow, like, the way it looks.
I don't really like it, either. Why the fuck is there, like, clear plastic on, like, the sides of the outfit?
I'm not into it. And then the shoes. Why is it doing that at the bottom?
Yeah, no, the shoes I don't fucking like either.
Or it's not the right. I don't know.
I changed my mind, a 4.
Or maybe, like, you should have tightened it. I don't know. I don't know what you should have done with the shoes, but I don't like that it's all gappy like that. Especially at the bottom. I'm saying the only thing I really do like is the face and the hair.
Oh, damn.
It really is the only thing I like. I'm gonna be like a 2.
A 2? Damn.
Because that's all I like. If something better was at the bottom, it would be like a 10.
The next look is my favorite one from the lineup. This is Miss Fierce-alicious. Okay. That sounds like a name that you would come up with.
Literally.
We have Miss Fierce-alicious.
Oh, okay. I love her. But, like, I thought her from over here, looked like her hair was, like, longer. And, like, it was a whole flowy thing going on. I would have loved it if her hair was, like that. Mm-hmm. But I do like her hair like this, too. It looks nice. But I feel like a flow with her flowy dress would have been so, like, cut and, like, a throw.
I think the face looks good.
She looks really good.
The face looks good. The outfit looks good. The shoes look good.
I love the dress, too.
This is a 10 out of 10 for me. The color's amazing.
I'm going to go with that. No, I'm going to go with a 9.
A 9?
I'm going to go with a 9.
This one is a 10 out of 10 for me. And the last one you have is Miss Tainomi Banks from the UK. I mean, from Canada. I don't really know how I feel about this look. Like, I like this, like, how it's, like, muscly and, like, different. And, like, I think she looks good. And, like, I just don't like how the bodysuit is, like, really sparkly. You know?
Yeah, I just don't like how the face doesn't match the body.
Yeah, it seems really harsh at the neck.
Yeah.
Like if I were to show,
like,
you that.
Like, beauty blended or something.
That
yeah.
looks like a different look from that.
It's with that other picture I told you. The one that's giving cartoon. Mm-hmm. Also, it's just, like, one part was also, the cartoon part was darker. And then the, like, what? Her, like, nose and elbow was the part where she was lighter.
I don't really love this look, if I'm being honest. I don't really love it. I would give it, like, a 2. Actually, you know, I'd give it, like, a 3. But she didn't have a lot of story on her first season either. So I do hope that we get to see more of her. Because I've seen other things that she's done. I really
like her. I
wish
the cape was longer, too. Or, like, bigger. It looks like itty bitty tiny.
I wish it, like, drug on the floor.
Yeah.
And I wish it, like, had, like, a
moment. Or that she at least had the cape. That, like, head part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that would be good, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I had. I don't know. I just wish.
But like, you are there. Giving body, though. The body is body. The body, like, you're built. You're built, mama. For sure. But, yeah, well, I think I agree with you. I like. Yeah, I barely like sparkles. I like them, but it's not like I don't like them. But it definitely adds what it needs. But just like right there, it looks weird. I don't like it.
I give it like a 2. It's not for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you.
Anyway, so. Are you ready to take a quick little breaky break, real quick? And then we'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna be right back. Hi girls, we are back. Also, I want to mention real quick, because we didn't say on the episode yet.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
dressed up as Miss Inside Out characters. I am disgust. Give me ew. And
ew. Oh, and I'm sad.
She's so
I'm sadness.
Sad. She's so sad.
What song she says?
What's something she says?
She does.
I know, she does, like, moan a lot.
Anytime I see my siblings watch it, she's always like, Oh, I mean, she does also talk like that. I'm just sad. Yeah, like that.
For today's episode, we are talking about the way that we've been lately and the way that we've been feeling and having a good time.
Mm-hmm. We're just getting a little deep, you know? I feel like we haven't done a good, like, deep video in a while.
I know, and it's time.
You know, something, maybe some mental health.
So something that I've been really want to talk about, people talk about all the time. They're like, to be successful, you got to put in all the hard work, you got to do this, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. But you also just, there has to be some luck there, right? Mm-hmm. There just has to be some luck. And I'm very proud of, like, the things that we've accomplished so far. But I've been posting on YouTube for, like, 10 years, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from when I was, like, 10, I've been posting on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand why I'm not getting that luck yet.
Mm.
It's been literally 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, take a look at, like, even just, like, some artists from today. Like, I'm not the biggest, like, Chapel, I don't even know her fucking name. Her full name. Chapel Run. I do like her. But I'm not the biggest, like, fan. Like, I like a few songs. But I'm not, like, the biggest fan. But, like, take for her. I heard that, like, apparently she has been, like, in the music industry for, like, 10 years already. Or something like that. And she's
just now...
getting that recognition.
Have you seen the video?
And she is really good.
Oh yeah, have you seen the video where at, like, a concert before she blew up and she's doing the Hot to Go dance?
Yes, I know. I keep telling myself I want to learn it.
The Hot to go dance.
No,
it's not that hard. You just spell it out and then
yeah,
you
but like
can take me hot.
Hot. What the fuck is it? Two.
T H O.
O. What's
the T? T. O.
To my left or my right?
T. Bitch.
Oh! Bitch. Why did it look like it went all the way down? I thought
well,
you said this.
The thing is right here, but
oh,
like
T-
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Mm.
You're never a cheerleader?
No.
But
either ways, I don't know the dance. I was gonna learn it.
I literally wrote, I don't understand why my luck hasn't been lucking lately. And I just, like, I want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it all the time. I feel like I'm like, I work really hard. I edit all the time. I'm like posting all the time.
I mean, you do post all the time. You also do stuff on your own though.
I'm working and I'm like, plus I'm like, sorry. Plus I'm like also working almost 40 hours at my actual job too, on top of doing all this. on top of, like, and so I just, like, I want it so bad. Mm-hmm. It's, like, every, I want it with every single fiber of my, who I am.
I mean, but right now, if you think about it, you're at the beginning of it. Because we're, right now, we're almost at 500 subscribers.
I know.
So right now, you're, like, at the, you're literally right now, like, yeah, I guess, like, the start was the beginning of it. Like, those 10 years of you, like, not really getting that much, I guess. But now, at least on the pod, it's or the finally... pods part, it is popping off, which will trickle on to you.
I did say.
Because you do posts.
I did say, I was like, I think the I think a podcast is going to be what makes me, like, what finally makes me. Mm-hmm. I said that when I started it. And then I was like, Maria,
come on over.
And then I still remember being like, Maria, I just want you on for the first episode to get my groove. Mm. 100 then episodes later.
Every single one.
And okay, I can, like, I can feel it coming. Mm. I know that it's going to come. It's just, I just want it to happen now.
No, like, that's just, so, like, understandable, yeah.
Every time I edit a TikTok, I'm like, wow, that's really funny. Mm-hmm. And that's going to do really good.
Most of our TikToks.
And then it just, like, especially
the our dancing ones.
Especially the ones that I edit, and I spend, like, so long, mm-hmm. hours, making a 1-minute video, a 30-second video. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, that gets, like, 7 likes, and I'm like...
It can be so frustrating.
Yeah. I work so hard. And it does make me feel better that some videos do way better on YouTube. Mm. I'm just like, oh my God. I want it to...
No, it's just frustrating, yeah.
I want it to happen right now. And I've been working on it for... Literally since I was, like... I was posting before I was 10. I was posting, like... Like, I have videos on my YouTube channel... from when I was, like, 8 or 9. Mm. I've been doing this for... I have a video on YouTube from, like, when I was, like... 5 or 6 that's on really? YouTube. And it's like, and I'm on Facebook, I used to post videos when I was like 8, 7, 8, 9 of me just singing on Facebook, and I would post that all the time. I've been doing this for so damn long.
Yeah.
And I just want it to happen so bad. I was
It will happen.
I know it's gonna happen. And like, I know, like, it's gonna feel real when, like, I just, like, when I start making money from it. Mm-hmm. Which, we can start making money soon.
Really?
At 500, and then there's a few other things that I'll show you. But I just want it to happen now. And I just feel like I've been working so hard.
You have?
All the time.
You have.
All the time. I'm working a 12-hour shift tomorrow. And then I'm also editing a podcast episode tonight. Mm-hmm. Editing my personal YouTube videos tonight. Before I go into work tomorrow, I'm just like...
No, you have so much work to do, yeah.
I'm just, like, really trying.
God, I think you're doing pretty good.
Well, thank you. I just want it really bad. Anyway, your question?
We should delve into that.
Oh, are you? Okay. Me and Maria were talking about, we have these vanilla bean scones at work, and a bunch of them went out the other night, so I took them home with me. And they're so good, but they used to be nasty.
That's when I tried them.
They used to be really dry and not great, but now these are, like, they're, like, sweet. They're
really?
Know, they're good.
I heard it was not good, like, at all, like, everything. Chink.
Mmm. Pussy butt, they're that good.
You're right.
They changed the recipe.
It's pretty good.
They changed the recipe on these. I'm pretty sure they changed the recipes on the cookies, and they changed the recipes on the coffee cake.
Mmm. I didn't know that.
I know. I didn't know it either until I started eating them.
Mmm. Like, I probably wouldn't reach for it still that much, but it's pretty good. Like, it's not too sweet, but it's a little sweet.
I feel like they, like...
It's, like, the perfect mixture.
I feel like they just, like, added more butter to it or something.
Yeah, it's not as dry. Because I remember being so dry. Like, literally. And this is really good. Like I said, it's not moist, but, like...
It's definitely moist. Not Sahara Desert anymore. Mm-hmm. They used to be, like, the Sahara. But they're so good now.
Mm-hmm. It's that perfect powder.
Mm-hmm. Me reaching for my drink. It's not dry.
No, it's good, guys. Guys, it's good. But anyways, let me get into some of these questions.
Will you be serious?
Oh, yeah, your neighbor's outside.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you what happened the other day.
What happened?
So, I've been really wanting to become friends with my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And, like, so, like, I wave at them every time I get home. The other day, it was actually that lady. She waved at me first.
Wow.
I got home with my gentleman friend. Mm-hmm. I look at my I'm about to start waving at her, and she goes, and I was like,
oh my God.
It's time, it's happening. And, like, I feel like I'm, like, it's fairly obvious that I am the youngest one out of literally all of my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't think it's, like, a possibility that I'm going to become, like, besties with any of my neighbors. But, like, you know,
No, it's so nice to, like, at least get along.
I would like to be, like, invited to, like, a little potluck every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I would love that. I probably wouldn't. I probably would have a hard time being there because I feel like it's going to be... I don't know. I feel like it'd be hard to interact with people.
Much more older.
Much
than
more
you.
Older than me.
Significantly older. I mean, they are. I feel like they're, like, old, like, in their 40s. Like, your parents' age.
No. They probably get along with parents better than me, but...
Yeah.
I
can no.
Fun young
you're
one.
A hoot, girl.
I think...
A hoot!
I'm such a hoot.
Okay. Let's go with this one. If you... Oh. Giving credit to very well mined.
Okay.
Okay. No, this is just like from Google.
Oh, okay. Hot.
Yeah. So, let's go with this one. If you could erase the bad memories from your mind, would you?
Like all of them?
Yeah, let's go with all of them. Because it didn't really specify, but like, it says if you could erase your bad memories, could you?
Probably not.
No?
I don't think I would.
See,
I think
that's what I was
bad memories build character. And like...
But some of them are, like, really bad. So I'm like, a part of me does want to say yes, just because of that. But
oh, yeah,
like,
part of me is, like...
But, like, since I'm guessing in the question, it's, like, you can't pick and choose. So I'm, like, think of it all together. It's, like, no. Because, like you said, you do live and learn. And also, there's things I look back at that are, like, yes, I was sad. But, honestly, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I get why that happened. And this is what... These are the good things that have come from the bad. From that bad.
Because
that's also another thing I've noticed in life. There will be some bad moments, but then, like... Later on in life, you'll see, like, the good comings that came from that. Because, like, if that bad thing didn't happen... Because also, it's way considered a bad thing. Like, things ending with someone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, at the moment you think that was a bad thing, like, oh, like, they were, like, the best. Or, like I would love them to be in my life.
So
and then,
sorry, dude.
Mm-hmm. And then... then, like, a year or, like, even sometimes a few months later, I'm like, you know what? These are the good outcomings.
Because
then you... Yeah, because then you, like, meet someone else. Or, like, good things happen because you aren't with that person.
Someone else, mama.
Yeah.
Mama, someone
mm-hmm,
else.
Someone else. But, yeah, so, like, I do feel like the bad memories should definitely stay. That's
yeah,
why I would keep them.
I would keep them.
Although I would like to pick and choose, but I'm not.
I have mama. I wish
think.
I could pick.
See, if I could pick and choose, then, yes, I'd give her the ones that actually gave me trauma.
I think about, like, oh, mama, yeah.
Those are the ones that I would actually erase.
I'm pretty sure we've asked this question before. Like, would I forget my entire last relationship? And I don't think I would forget the whole thing.
Well, yeah, because, like, there's still good things in that came from that relationship, I mean.
Like, I still see...
Like, you also move it out.
I still see him as, like... I don't see him as, like, a terrible person. Even though he was kind of terrible a lot of the time.
He was bad in specific ways, you said.
Yeah. Like, hitting. But...
yeah, girl, he hit you.
But it wasn't all bad all the time. We, like, actually had, like, some amazing moments. Mm-hmm. And I think fondly on those. And I feel like if I got rid of the memories of that... That made me sad. Okay, well, obviously, like, I wouldn't remember. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, mama?
Yeah. Also, you know, some bad memories I don't even remember. Like, you know, like, it was a bad thing that happened to me. But, like, I don't
some
remember
some things
it.
Feel, like,
Because now it's not as bad, where I was like, that was, like, really bad.
Some things feel just, like, so serious in the moment. But then they're like... Sorry,
you got a cat hair?
Go,
no, girl. That happened to me while I've been talking about... You can see in other podcast episodes. All of a sudden, I'll feel a hair on my lips.
I bitch, that literally, like, made my mind just, like, go...
I know! Trust me, I know!
What was I saying?
Your bad memories, Ew. Oh, that is really bad in the moment.
Oh, yeah, I feel
it
like
feels
some
like
things
the worst, yeah.
Feel just, like, really bad in the moment. But if I'm being honest, there were times that, like, were, like, really bad. I don't even remember. And, like, sure, there's, like, maybe...
Yeah,
really
it's, like, right
out.
Now when I was really thinking, I'm, like, you know, I'm kind of getting, like, some points where, like, I thought it was bad, but it wasn't as bad.
Like, I'm sure there's, like, definitely, like...
I feel like, especially, like, when you're, like, in your adolescence. Like, that middle
school,
high school.
Literally, like, some of the middle school drama, I'm, like, what?
Literally.
What was that? For no reason?
Yes.
Sorry. Literally almost
threw up. I thought you were... I almost ran. I got scared.
Literally almost threw up with that one.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, do you have any more questions?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was literally looking
yeah,
at
yeah, okay. Okay, let's see.
I want something good. I want something that was going to
okay,
make me
I feel like
cry.
This one, I think
I want to be sad. I want sadness to take over
okay.
the...
I think this one, because it has to do with, like, your actual life. Well, I don't think it will make you sad. Well, let's see. Do you regret the path your life has taken to this point? Like, so do you regret everything, I guess, in your life that's gotten you here? Because this is your path, so I'm going to
mm-hmm.
your path. The reason I thought I would get you is because I remember whenever I was saying something about
it's your path or it's your journey.
It's your journey.
You said it made you feel bad or something at some point. And I was like, what? And I was like, no, it's just your journey. I didn't mean it in a bad way, but you were like, it made you feel bad when I was saying that to you. And I was like, damn, I didn't mean it like that.
It's your journey.
What would it, no, it's your journey? Was it that?
I don't even remember, but see, that's another thing. I'm like, that probably didn't make me sad, but now I'm
thinking
about
it. It
did, because
like, I remember I had said it to you a good amount of times at this point. When you finally said it to me, when you finally told me that, like, it kind of makes you feel like I was making fun of you or something. I think it was something like that you said. And I was like, no, like, it's just your journey. Like, it's your path.
If I were to, do I regret it coming up to, like, leading me up to where I am, like,
to where
right now?
Literally to where you are right now. Do you regret the path your life has taken you to this point where you are right now, on this couch next to me?
There are some things that, like, I wish would have happened that didn't happen.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, I really wish I could have ended up going to college. Mm-hmm. I really wish I could have ended up doing, like, going and doing that.
No, yeah, your original plan.
But do I regret, like, leading? I don't think I regret it, no. I enjoy where my life is right now. I enjoy the trajectory and I enjoy the things that I do with the people that I die with. And if I went to college, I would have worked
where much we work. More better somewhere else.
I will have worked where we work for like a few months and then quit to go to college or transferred to the college that was on the campus. Mm-hmm. And so this probably would have never happened. We probably would have never become friends. And that would make me really sad because I told you, top three most important people that aren't like including my family, top three most important people in my life or something or whatever.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Or like whatever. So like, no, I wouldn't change anything because if I were to change anything,
One of my
top three people that are the most important in my life wouldn't even be here anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that is so sweet. See, what I'm just trying to think is, like, where I would even start to change, honestly. Like, what part I would, in my path, I would like to change from this area. Because, like, honestly, like you said, like, I do, like, there are parts of my life that I'm not the biggest fan of yet, but, like, I'm working on them. Like, I plan to be working on them, you know? But, sometimes I also do, like, where I am right now, technically in life. Like, I wouldn't want to change this part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
at least not fully. So that's why I also am like, part of me is like, yeah, I would like to, but it's like, I don't even know where I would,
yeah, like
what part.
If I were to change something, I don't even know what I would change because I
don't
I'm
even
just
know where to start. No, but you do, like college, you said,
yeah, I guess, but like
maybe you would like start saving up more sooner because you said that's why you didn't end up going because of the financial,
yeah, because my parents never gave me a college fund,
yeah,
I fear, and like it's fine,
but yeah,
like,
my mom didn't either.
You don't have to give your kids a college fund, but I do wish that I would have gotten a college fund because I don't know, my steps,
but I know you came from a big family. I feel like big families usually they don't like,
yeah, do that. I don't know.
Unless they're like rich, unless you're rich, I feel like parents don't really pay for it fully. Like, I've heard of parents, like, paying, like, half of it, but never usually fully. Or if it is fully, like, I think, like, the kid isn't working, and they're, like, really putting everything onto that kid. And usually I feel like they're, like, only kid. Or, like, two kid. But you have a big family. You thirsty girl!
No, it got
it's like
stuck.
An hour, yeah.
It got stuck, and I literally couldn't even talk. And I was like,
and I'm just sucked.
Yeah, you were just yapping. And I was literally scared for my life. Bitch, the other day I started choking in my house alone.
Oh,
I thought I was gonna die alone in my house.
No, that's where you gotta give yourself the
a pizza. I was eating pasta. It was last night. I was eating. One of our coworkers was like, you can make a really good homemade mac and cheese with the protein boxes.
Mm-hmm.
With the cheese in there and the milk. Bitch, it was so tasty. I put some bacon in there. It was like a bacon mac and cheese. But I was eating it and a piece of pasta got stuck in my throat. And I was like, bitch, I thought I was gonna die. And I was in here alone. I was scrambling to grab my water. I fell on the ground. It was so much. It was so dramatic.
Girl.
I thought I was gonna die. But anyway.
Oh my God. I mean, you thought you were gonna die. So, I mean. Okay, let's see.
Let us see.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the question, Mama?
I'm trying to see which one's a really, really good one. You said you really want a crying moment.
I wanna,
so I'm trying to find something that, like,
I want to make a TikTok that it, like, zooms in on my face and you
okay,
see
this isn't, this
a
isn't,
tear trickle.
Okay, this doesn't look like a set at all, but, like, I think I want to read it. Okay.
Okay.
If aliens came to Earth and you
we won the fucking tape because I'm not playing around right now.
I said it's not sad. It's, let me see what the category is.
That was
weirdly philosophical. Weirdly philosophical.
Okay.
Weirdly philosophical.
Weirdly what the fuck? Weirdly physiological. What the fuck is going on? Read the fucking question. I'm tired of this game. I don't want to play anymore.
Weirdly philosophical.
Philosophical, thank you.
Yes.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Anyways, back to my serious question. If aliens came to Earth and you were the first person they saw, what would you do to communicate to them that you were friendly? Oh my gosh. I would literally just like, oh my god. I didn't think of that.
Well, I don't know if this is, like, actually alien.
I know, but, like, so maybe... Like... Also, that's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny, so... but, like, I think I should be smiling like this and, like... I don't think I look, like, intimidating. So, I feel
I
like this
know.
Is...
Because, like, you never...
Also, the high-pitched voice.
You see, you never
But also,
know.
Like, I feel like I'd be scared. So, I'm, like, I don't even think I would naturally react like that.
I just see, because you don't know. Because, like, what if, like, in there, like...
Literally just imagine someone... Some alien down here. I'm scared. I'm not gonna be like...
Yeah, you know, if it, especially if it pops up in my fucking house.
What the heck is this question? I'm scared. That's my first reaction.
I want to cry. I'm telling you, I want a TikTok that I can zoom into my face and you just see
Oh my god,
tear.
This also isn't, like, sad. But, like, let's read it because I think it's interesting.
Okay.
If your inner monologue was a book, what genre would it be?
Horror.
Well, I don't know. No, honestly, yeah. But, like,
I'm
honestly,
scared.
Just, like, thinking of my life. Like, it's, like, even thinking of, like, theme songs for your life. It's, like, I don't even think I have one. Really much.
I can't even think of that. Like, what a
right?
theme song for my life
so it's
would
like,
be.
So, like, what genre? Oh my god.
Comedy, probably.
God, yeah.
For mine. Mine would probably be comedy, because I think I'm funny.
Yeah.
But
see,
also,
I think I'm funny too, but I'd be having some sad moments.
I know, but that's, see, that's always the best part. Comedies. Yeah. Like, comedy movies, when there's, like, a little bit of a, like, I love to, like, shed, like, have the story literally bring me to tears, and then it make me laugh again.
Yeah.
That's what I love in a good, like, comedy movie, is, like, when it gets a little good, it gets a little serious, and then it makes you cry.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean. I've seen those.
Those
are so good.
Those are, like,
good.
My good. Those are, like, my favorite kind of comedy movies.
Okay, let's see.
I want sadness to take over my computer.
Okay, I'm good luck, girl. I'm
I want
look.
Sadness
I'm
to press the
sad
cry
one.
Button.
Well, come on. Do you have a sad one on you?
No, I don't really. I know I said I don't have any questions. All I really had was, well, I guess I have something that I can talk about. It really, like, it's not really sad, but this happened this week, and I feel like it's, like, when people start to get a little bit successful and they start to see success in their life. People
and
from
like
their
assholes?
No, people from their past come in and they're trying to take a slice of the pie and they're trying to get on their own. Someone from my
Oh, you think that's what's happening?
Someone from that's exactly why I think is happening. I haven't someone from my high school that I haven't spoken to since literally before I graduated. Probably like not even my entirety like I didn't talk to them the entirety of my senior year. So like 4 or 5 years I've spoken. Sorry, I thought I saw a person over there.
Oh.
I know I saw you.
Yeah,
I've been talking to this person in like 4 to 5 years, and all of a sudden they send me a message. They send the podcast a message,
oh,
being
yeah.
like, "Hey, I miss you so much. Can I be on the podcast?"
Oh,
what God. Are the fuck are you talking about? No, you can't be on the podcast. I haven't Okay, first of all, me and Maria don't even do guests anymore very often.
Yeah.
We don't even do guests anymore at all. So, I mean, I would love a guest, but like, not that person. I would just, like, I would love to come on it. I would love to come and be a chatter, but don't
Okay.
Piss.
I just want to show up because, like, if you were to be a fan, you could totally DM us. This is what I would, like, DM you. Because, like, once I saw the wave, I thought I was just a fan. I tell you, I saw the wave, and I thought it was a fan. Because, like, they had DM'd us on TikTok, and I was like, oh, it's just a fan saying hi to us. So, like, me being me, I thought it'd be funny. I sent that one, The Rock, the meme of The Rock. I covered the person, so you can't even see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I thought it was funny. And then that's when I saw that, I was like, what? But after you had already told me who.
I want to hang. I'm just like, do not make me mad right now. Why would
but you
do
think
that?
That's what's happening? I just thought maybe, like, you guys were really good friends. But the thing is, you said you weren't even good friends. You said you only hung out with her once.
I hung out with this person.
Maybe you're on to something.
Out,
now that I'm really putting it all
school.
Together.
I just, like, I. Why would. I would never.
Listen, maybe she would want to reconnect.
If my. If someone that I hung out with once in high school and spoke to once. Man, I mean, like, and spoke to rarely. Got famous, I wouldn't be up in their DMs like, hey girl, let's hang out. That's greedy. That's nasty.
Maybe.
I don't like that behavior.
Maybe.
That
girl,
was
you might be honest.
That was like the first thing I thought of, and I was like,
yeah? Girl, I didn't think of that until you. I thought it was a fan. I thought it was a fan.
Well,
I was like,
obviously, she's a fucking fan. Obviously, she's a fucking
enough,
fan.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
wait, is she even subscribed? That's how you know.
Mama.
Subscribe.
Bitch, she DMs me after this.
She's watching this like with the most, with the best intentions with that DM. And you're like, she is dirty. She wants all my clout.
She's never had the best intentions. She dated one of my friends. And they like, it was a really weird situation. Plus, I never really enjoyed her as a person anyway. I don't really like
Like her personality?
I don't like her personality. I don't really just like her as... I just don't even like her. Okay. I never liked her.
Oh.
I like...
Oh, so okay, now I'm getting why everything, where all this is coming from. You don't even like her.
I never even liked her. Okay, I will say, she is like Gorgiana stunning Lena Anna, but...
Mm. But it doesn't take away from me liking her.
But don't piss me off.
Yeah.
Hey, can I come be on the podcast? Bitch, I'll punch you in the mouth. What do you mean?
Oh my God.
What do you mean you want to come be on the podcast?
Punch you in the mouth?
I wouldn't actually punch someone in the mouth. But like, I'm just like, why are you doing that? I'm literally like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's your deep question, Mama?
You can go. You can go on your tangent about her.
She sucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, it's not that I like... Okay, but she does suck. And you know what?
Hey, if she does,
I'm going to make this a TikTok.
Do it.
It's like, I still have that one TikTok about my mom edited in my phone. I'm like, I just still can't post it. I can't. I'm scared.
Go, yeah, because like, you think she's like going to bring it? She watched every single one.
I know.
Every single one. So she's going to see it.
I know. I'm like.
Oh, she posted it like 3 a.m. But like, even then.
What's
the point of you posting it? But so she most likely will see it.
I know. It's just like, okay. Anyway, sorry. What's your question, Mom?
Okay. Is your need. I don't really dislike any of us, but like, I'm still going to read it. Is your need for revenge greater than your need for peace? Like, are you, I guess, like, really a revenge person? I feel like I'm not really.
I don't really care.
Like, I can be a little petty, but, like, I'm not really, like, fully, like... Like, I'm not going out of my way to make your life shit. You know what I mean?
I care about no one that much.
Right? Like, I'm not... I don't think I have ever fully gone out of my way to, like, intentionally do something someone I just really didn't like.
I have. But...
No, but not recently. I mean, like, come on, when you were younger, But even then, honestly, even then, I've never done anything significantly crazy.
The worst thing I did
like, was, gone like, out of the way.
The worst thing I did was the herpes thing.
Yeah, you started a rumor.
But, like, I feel like that's not even that bad. Like, everyone starts rumors in high school.
Yeah, but okay. That was, like, so freaking mean. You said she had an STD, but you also said she did something to your friend. What did you do to your friend?
Also, to be fair... I wasn't just spreading about her. Mm. I was spreading about her, my friend's ex-boyfriend. Hers was just the one that went around.
Oh.
And, yeah, as you know, my friends are very... I don't want to talk to this person anymore. But friends are very important to me. And at the time, this person was very important to me. And so, like, hearing someone, like, actively, like, talk bad about them to, like, their entire group that they were friends with, I was, like, not on my fucking watch.
No, yeah.
You have herpes.
Yeah.
You have...
I mean, like you said, it is high school. And also, you're right. It's really not the meanest thing. Really isn't.
Most of the worst I did.
I mean, it is a little mean, because I mean, you know.
I
But it was like, it's high school. I feel like worse has been done.
I've ever told you about... I don't know if I want to say, actually.
Okay.
I'll say. Did I ever tell you about what my stepmom said to me when I told her and my dad about that rumor?
No.
Okay. My stepmom is fun to mess with, I think.
Okay.
I enjoy to
mess with... Oh, you told me! I remember.
I enjoy to mess with my stepmom sometimes, just because it's a little funny. And so, when I was telling them this, and she goes, what if she would have killed herself? And I looked at her and went, she should have. I want to make it clear. I don't actually believe that she should have done that. But...
You just thought it'd be funny to, like, mess with her.
Her face... It's something that I will always remember when I said... The second I said that, her face is something I'm always going to remember in my mind.
Yeah?
It was...
Well, were you not good for us?
It was just a pure shock. It was, like, pure shock, like, terror. And I was, like, she didn't even, like... It was, like, she didn't even recognize me as a person anymore.
Really?
And I will remember that moment. I tip my hat off to myself for that one. Because I just thought it was so funny. Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, no, you're good. Well, you were talking, I was just like trying to find something, so I had to be ready.
What's your question?
Are you done?
I'm done, Mama.
Okay, I wasn't trying to rush it. Okay. What's your approach to him? That's fucking nasty. The way I stop writing, that's fucking nasty. Don't disrespect me like that. Ever. No, like, I want... Like, I actually wanted to hit you. Like, I'm not playing... Like, that's a drink, not hitting you. This is me trying to be a new person, but like, I really wanted to smack you, man.
Said.
Oh my God. But don't ever just disrespect me. Like, I mean, sober. Don't ever.
That was the first time. That was the first time I've ever done that to you. I just want to see how you.
Don't do that to me again.
We got that camera. Don't do that to me again.
Do not. Sorry. I apologize.
What's your approach to handling disagreements and conflicts in your relationships?
Well,
I think we can see right here and now. No, we can see right here and now that I've grown from what I used to be. I would have hit you beforehand. But I fought myself.
I know, I saw you said. Myself. You literally said, no, girl, don't. That's literally what you said just now. Get down, girl. He's not worth it.
Shut up. That's so funny. I'm literally, no, don't do it. Well, because, like, I knew I would end up feeling bad. That's why.
Oh, that
was. That's how I used to be. That's how I know I've definitely grown. Like, I definitely would have hit you, but I would have felt bad. Mm-hmm. I would have felt genuinely bad.
I used to handle...
Like, I'm very reactive. But also not in just, like, hitting. Okay, I'm not, like, abusing people out here. Sorry, let me just say that. I'm not abusing people ever. But, like, I do... No!
I don't even know what to do.
But, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I was used to be very reactive and, like, also just, like, my words. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just say whatever just to, like, hurt your feelings, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, I wouldn't really care to hurt people's feelings. But... I feel like I used to like it. What?
I used to love hurting people's feelings.
Oh.
I used to love it, mama.
No, like, in the moment, I would say it, but the thing is, I would regret it, like, later. Because I'm like, I didn't mean that. Like I'm hurting my relationships doing that.
Yeah, that does, like...
Like, I'm really hurting my relationships. And it's like, in the end of the day, like, I'm not trying to hurt relationships because now I won't have those relationships. Mm-hmm, or I wouldn't have them anymore. You know, taking people for granted, I feel, type
vibe. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like I definitely am. Like, why am I yelling at them? But also, I've noticed people that have been the most to me, sometimes I tend to be so fucking rude to them. Like, I just feel so bad how I am.
When you're like,
when I'm rude to people.
Oh.
Well, that mean a lot to me. Oh, okay, like, my family. Like, someone's like, I'm saying, like, on Wednesday when they were talking about that thing, it got me a little sad, and I reacted a little mad. Mm-hmm. A little too mad, honestly.
I think you were justifying that situation.
I mean, I do feel justified in certain parts, but just, like, also certain, I just don't like how I reacted. Because I feel like, no, I really didn't like how I reacted, girl. Like, I really, like, yelled at them, and I was like, oh, I wish I didn't react like that. I wish I was more calmer. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, took myself out of the situation. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, like, staying there and arguing.
Lily.
Okay, no, I was not doing all that with them. But with you, I you really... said,
stop talking about it. And they said, okay.
With you, everyone, oh my gosh. But anyways.
I used to be really...
Look, how was it? But now you're talking about how we used to... No, you
used to. I used to be really, really reactive when it would come to my emotions, and especially in relationships. Especially my last one. My last one.
Your romantic relationship.
My romantic relationship. My last one. We really grew together, like, as people together. I don't want to say we grew up, like, because we definitely, like,
did grow together. I think you guys grew in, like, the significant time also in your life.
Yeah,
like, you guys were like 17 both until you guys were like 20 or almost 20. Right?
Until we were almost 21. Well, 21. He was almost 21. I was still 20. But
so yeah, like almost three years. You said three years, and I was like, no.
It was almost 3 years, and I feel like we grew together, but we didn't, like, we never really grew our communication skills together. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times we would still argue like we were 17, 18. No, but it was my zipper.
I know.
Dare.
But I know how you guess when I bring it up.
I know. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't fart. I toot.
You toot?
I toot.
What? You do a little toot?
I do. I do a little toot into your mouth in a church.
Oh, you did! And I ran away.
I know. But
not fast enough, man.
Not fast enough. You tasted it. Ew. But, I feel like that's, like, we would still argue in that way, and that's one of the, I feel like that's one of the main reasons why we
parted ways. One of the biggest ones, yeah.
It was one of the biggest ones, was because we just didn't really know how to communicate with each other anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because we were communicating with each other like we were 17, 18, when we were grown adults living in a house together. And so that wasn't really great. Mm-hmm. I would get, like, you know, I think about it a lot, and I used to be like, oh, I get panic attacks all the time. Mama, I was getting panic attacks because since we broke up, I've had, like, not as many as I did. Okay, I still get them. I had one literally the other night. Literally last night, I told you about it. But, like, I don't get as many as I did when I was with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to get them, honestly, probably like once or twice a week when I was with him.
Yeah.
And now, like, I maybe get them once or twice every few months. Mm, okay. And I'm just like, there's a correlation here, I fear. Mm-hmm.
No,
there,
definitely. You're more stressed.
Things
in your life weren't lining up.
And, like, you would feel like, you would think I'd be more stressed now. And I told you, I did have one last night about the things I was stressed about. But then I woke up this morning, I was, like, still a little stressed about it. But I was like, it's going to be fine. I was like, I think it's going to be fine. I can work it. It's going to work it out. I'll be fine, I think. Mm-hmm.
No, girl, I think you will be fine, honestly. I feel like you are pretty good. I know you said you weren't, but honestly, I feel like you are.
I mean,
I feel like you are. I feel like in every situation you've ever had that you've told me about, you've always seemed to have gotten yourself out of it very quickly.
I already have a whole plan for this one. I already have a whole plan.
I mean, you said your next check is, like, play money.
Yeah.
So you got to be pretty good if you have play money.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the thing.
Oh.
that's the thing. I was like, it's booked. What am I supposed to do? Go there and, like, be broke and have no money? That's actually humiliating. So, like, I'm gonna pay my rent and, like, some of my bills. I'm gonna pay my rent and some of my bills, and then the New York check is gonna be my play money, and I've decided that the check after the New York check is gonna be my serious, I need to sit down and, like, do all the things to sit down, like, do you know what I mean? That's gonna be my
serious. Back to the drawing boards.
And that check is gonna give me, like, a whole reset, and then
I told you, I feel like New York, I need it as my reset.
New York's going to be a reset.
The last one was, like, a reset trip, I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel like before we went on a trip, like, I was really, like, confused about some stuff. But I feel like once we came back, it really reset me in my mind about stuff.
Plus, okay, if I'm being honest, actually, I don't want to get into my financial situation on the podcast.
No, girl, you got to keep something to yourself.
I was going
to
say, the only thing that I'm, like, really worried about is, like, just one of my bills. I'm nervous about them turning it off.
But turning it off?
Yeah, but, like, it was a whole thing that they sent me, like, I checked my bill online, and I think I'm gonna be fine, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be fine, and I'm not, like, super stressed about it anymore. Like, I was, like, last night, I was, like, just sweating. I woke up at, like, 1 a.m, and I just started thinking about it, and then once I started thinking about it, I just didn't stop thinking about it, and then I cried, and then I started to panic.
That's exactly how I am!
And I started to panic, and then I texted one of the boys I was talking to. And I told you what he did, and I said, but I really wish I didn't say no.
The other day,
I brought it up again today, and I was like, I'm feeling so stressed. And he goes, that sucks. No, he didn't say that, but he was like, I'm so sorry. I wish I could help more. And I'm like, you can.
See, and that's where I would have been. You see, the funny thing is, you can't. That's what you should have said. The funny thing is,
I don't want to ask.
I'm glad he said. I know asking is kind of like.
I don't want to ask, but if he happens, I'm telling you.
I feel like you could work it in.
If he insists a third time, okay, mm-hmm. I'm not playing around. If he insists a third time, right there in the hands, give me the money.
Yeah,
give me the money. Sorry, what were you gonna say, Mama?
I don't remember. See, that's what I was trying to remember right now when I was looking at you. I was like, I should have just said it. I don't know why I just, like, stopped.
We gotta start wrapping up soon. We're reaching our limit. I know. Is there anything
else? Let's do one of the funny ones. Do you want to do one of the funny
ones? I would love to do one of the funny ones.
Or let's do one of the serious ones still. Serious ones.
Okay.
I feel they are pretty serious, I guess. It's about the world, it says. So, it's definitely as serious as about the world. Come on now. Let's see. Yeah, you turn around.
I really thought about it. I don't know if you saw me go.
No, girl. I think at this point I actually would have done it. I don't think I could hold myself a second time. I don't think I can.
Once boundaries are set, I know.
Okay, let's see. Which one's the best one?
What's the good one, Mama?
Let's go with... let's go. What is one thing that society has lost that you wish we could get back? What's something that society has lost that we could get back?
Something that I wish we could get back? I think about all the time, like, the vibes of, like, late 2000s, early 2010s, and, like, I just feel like nothing is, like...
Oh, that era of
that
life.
That era of life is, like, nothing really has hit like that since then.
Do I remember that era?
And I just feel like I need something. I need those vibes again.
But you also know what was also a good era? It was also like the, I think it was like 2018, 2019 vibe.
That was a good era, too. That was a very good era. That was a good era. I think
also, that was a good, the one you're talking about was also good. It just reminds me of, like, my childhood.
I wish I could have been,
oh,
like,
no, the clubbing. Clubbing was, like, big.
I mean, I'm really glad that I was an adult, but... I really wish I could have experienced it. Like, if I could go back in time, bitch, and be my, like, if I could go, like, you know, like time travel. Like, if I could time travel to that time, bitch, I would time travel to that time so quick. Mm-hmm. If I could choose a decade to go to, ooh, if you could choose a decade to go to, which one would you go to?
Well, I can't go that far back.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be. I like can't go that far back either.
No, but you could. You could pretend, maybe. I know. But like, also, it's like, maybe you could have. Maybe because, like, you know, since, like, it was like, 80s, I was accepted. Like a, mm-hmm. I mean, did you wear, yeah, 80s, you were shorts. Mm-hmm. But also, like, since it wasn't accepted, maybe they also wouldn't, like, even think to acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But anyways, to the era, the decade I would pick. A part of it is the 90s, but honestly, 2000s, I feel.
No, literally.
I feel like the 2000s. I feel like that is an era I love. Cool. Yeah, I was like 2000s.
I would also love to go to the 2010s again. I would love to experience that.
The 2010s was a good time, too.
Are you ready?
It reminds me of, like, Jersey Shore and all that.
That's literally the picture in my mind. Was like the Jersey Shore clubbing and like that. What was the club they went to? Club
Karma.
Club Karma. I was literally seeing, like, I don't know. Anyway, are you ready to wrap up the episode?
No, I want to tell you some more.
Oh, well, yeah, mama.
I don't remember.
Are you for
well,
real?
Well, no, I'm gonna leave you, but I wanted to talk to you some more, dang.
You just
wrap this
you
up so fast. Someone.
No, it's just we're hitting an hour.
Okay, hold on. I want to show you this thing from Inside Edition I saw. It was so funny. This man, he, like, broke in to, like, this pet store, and he let out a bunch of animals. And, yeah, girl, in, like, a cheetah onesie, he did this. Yeah. And just let out all these animals out of cages. Obviously, it was kind of serious because, like, you know, all these animals are, like, out of the cages. And, you know, late at night, running around in the streets, it could get ran over, you know? And, like, apparently, even the officers, they were so funny. They were even catching the birds. But anyways, this man, he had a gerbil. Oh, my God. And his name is, this is also why I thought it was funny. His last name is Pancake, like, actually. Yeah. And there's one part where the cop's, like, yelling his name, Mr. Pancake. And he's, like, being so for real. Like, you're so funny. Let's but also, see. He had gerbils in his onesie. In his pant. In the crotch area, girl.
Okay, I guess. Wow.
Okay, but that's just what he did.
The cops did. Oh!
Yes, get in the bird. Yeah, Pancake.
Oh my.
That's funny though.
Mr. Pancake! Mr. Pancake! Oh. Shit.
Funny. Where
are you for real?
This sounds so funny saying it.
This is the most unserious crime.
Literally.
A gerbil bandit?
But yeah. Gerbil bandit?
A gerbil bandit.
Isn't that a nice way to end a pod?
It is. Okay, well, okay. I guess I'll do this really quick because I really want to talk about it because it's actually crazy. Have you seen the drama with Eminem lately?
No.
His new album, he's literally beefing with nobody.
Oh, like, Gen Z.
He's literally, this is him. He's like, who's he talking to?
Yeah, I was saying that a lot of people were saying, oh, Jesse doesn't know what they're up to. Like, what they're getting from Eminem. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I just skipped the video because I was like, God, this sounds so boring.
I listened to a few of his songs, and it's literally just like, he's like, fuck Caitlyn Jenner, she's a man. And then he just, like, says her dead name.
That is not what I thought you were talking about. Because I was saying something where people were saying, like, Eminem, like, after Gen Z, or, like, Jesse doesn't know.
No, this is, no, okay,
like,
here we
what?
Go.
I did not hear about that.
He basically just, like, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner's a man, he a dead namer, and then he would be, like, try and Gen Z me, try and, it's like him.
Yeah, I heard people were saying, like, we're trying to cancel him. Like, I don't even care about him right
literally,
now.
He's like 50. Literally, no one even cares about you.
Literally, no one cares. I skipped the video because I'm like, what is going on? And I'm hearing the drama from you.
And okay, I just like, I really do find it funny.
No, it is funny that there's drama about this.
About it is literally like, it's him just like, you don't even know what you're talking about. And it's like talking to a brick wall.
Yeah, and it's like, because he is.
I'm like, who are you beefing with? And I listened to a few songs in the album. It's just bad.
Yeah.
Like, the whole album is just, okay, that one song, I do like one of the songs.
Yeah.
But besides that.
Which one? Do you know?
I think it was Houdini, or something like that. It was something like that. But it was just, like, it's literally, like, the worst album in his entire discography. And literally one of the songs, he just goes, fuck blind people, and deaf people, and I think he's like,
they can't even hear you!
And handicapped people, and I'm just like, And then he goes, try and cancel me. You can't cancel me. Mama, no one cares about you. You're
He's trying to be relevant.
You're pushing 60.
This is when celebrities are like, you know when they're like, to the point where they're not famous anymore? Uh-huh. So they're trying to find something.
He's trying to be.
And he's trying to stay relevant, trying to grasp to what he can.
And it's even funnier because Gen X and Gen Z apparently are, this like whole generation thing, I don't understand.
I never understand that much.
I do find it funny.
Like I feel like the new thing right now is like millennials with Gen Z, and I'm like.
I just like, honestly.
Like, I do notice some stuff. Like the.
I mean, I did.
The millennial pause.
I did post
it. It was pretty funny, but it's just like, I don't think it was like actually serious. No, about
and it's like.
But like some people make it look serious on TikTok, so I feel like some people were serious.
I did post a TikTok making fun of Gen X, but only because it was really, like, the audio was really funny. Yeah. But I don't know. So it's like, who are you talking about? Like, literally, who are you beefing with?
Himself.
Caitlyn Jenner's a man. Okay. Like, we don't like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to beef with? Out of all the trans people they could think of,
Caitlyn
Jenner, mama. We don't even like Caitlyn. Yeah. We don't even like Caitlyn. She like kind of sucks.
Yeah, she killed some people. I remember.
I know. Anyway, are you finally ready to wrap up this episode?
Since we were talking about that, now I want to mention one other thing I wanted to
mention. Okay.
I didn't know this was a thing. Like track list. Like it's like apparently like a really important thing. Like to people. Like on albums. Like listening to albums. What's her name? Pink Pantheress. Uh-huh. I saw she did an interview where like apparently like one of the main things like people were like onto her about like her album was like, yes, it's really good, but it's like the track list makes no sense. And it's like, cause apparently people like will listen to like, that's another thing. I'm more of a song person like her. She says she listens to songs more
people
than like
listen
an
to
actual album.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Like I've done that with Kelly Uchi's new album.
I did it with Trixie. Like, I only do it with like Trixie.
But it's like, I've never really do that with anyone else. Like, everyone else, I'm just, like, listening to the actual song, not your whole album. And apparently that's a thing, checklist.
I did it with...
Of why people listen to whole albums, because, like, the checklist is what makes it sound consistent, which I did notice with Kelly's, but it's like, besides that, I honestly only listen to one song, so I don't really need that.
I've only ever done that with Trixie, and then Ayesha plans on releasing an album at some fucking point. We still don't know when, but she plans on release...
Or is that someone else you're talking about?
There's so many artists like that. But Ayesha plans on releasing an album, apparently. And I'll probably listen to that whole thing in a row. But besides that, whole album switch, mom, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to every song.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to every song.
No, yeah. I'm in a different mood each time, honestly.
Exactly.
Like, you've seen me. I'm just skipping every song.
I know.
I'm like, that hits.
Anyway, are you finally ready?
Yes. So,
I'm just kidding.
You really are your character. You're disgusting.
I know. I'm... Maria?
And I'm so sad.
Where can
I be? I should have been anger because I almost backed you.
Yeah, I know.
I should have
You should have...
I was the wrong emotion.
Maria? Where can everyone find us?
Well...
Oh, are you going to do some ASMR too?
No, I was trying to be sad. Oh. Remember sadness? She's... She does that.
Yes,
anyways, you can find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew.
Mom.
And if you want to follow us outside of that, you know, get some more of us. Because why wouldn't you want to? You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, or X, Instagram.
No, we post on X.
No.
But
you say you post on your Twitter, so you should just, like, when you post on yours, you should go into ours. I'm not even linked in. I'm not even logged in to ours.
I gotta get you logging because I think it'd be fun if like we always put like dash in or dash m at the end of
we
it.
We're gonna do that today before I leave. We're gonna start today.
Yeah, we're gonna tweet.
We're putting it out there.
So
we're both gonna tweet today.
We are.
I already know what mine's gonna be. Did it.
We did it.
There we go. Okay, but yeah, and on those platforms will be the Chatterbox Crew. And if you want to find me on Instagram, I am xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end. And then my TikTok is whatsup_maria. And then Nathaniel, where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's just Nathaniel_next. Before we leave.
Give me the ASMR.
Oh wait, fuck.
Hold on. Same reaction.
Wow. Plasticky. No, I'm just kidding.
This one's gold. But this one I got too dramatic.
Anyway. Did you have a fun time?
Yeah, I had a great time.
had an amazing time. Did you have a great time? Did you feel like we really got deep? I didn't feel like we didn't get that deep.
No, I didn't.
Like I was planning, but it's cool.
It's okay. One of us will cry on an episode eventually. We've been saying that for so long, but I don't want to cry.
I want to. That's why when we were talking about like my situation, I was like, I don't want to delve too into it. Dana was literally about talking about much. I was like, I don't want to do all that.
I want to cry. I just want to zoom in on me.
Now that I remember it, now that I even mentioned that. The other thing that I didn't mention that I want to mention is that why I didn't like the way I reacted. I also didn't like the, I started, like, holding my emotion in. Like, when I finally, like, left to, like, be by myself and, like, just, like, you know, feel my emotions, I didn't even allow myself to cry. And, like, that's something I used to do.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I felt like I shouldn't even, like, I felt like it was just being dramatic. Because mm-hmm. I was always told I was dramatic. I think that's the thing that, like, trickled into, like, just my own security. So, like, whenever I feel something, I feel like I'm just being dramatic. Or I'm like, am I just being dramatic? It's like, I know I'm not.
I've been told that my whole life, too.
Yeah, where I'm like, I know I'm not being dramatic. Like, it's bad that I'm crying.
I'm like, I have my feelings are fine, but like.
But now I'm thinking to myself I'm being dramatic. And that's why I wasn't lying to myself. Which is something I wish I didn't do. Because, like, I haven't had that problem forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been pretty good at allowing myself. Family
just tears out the old you.
But it seems like I also love them so much, but I don't. I don't like the way I get angry with them. Like, I regret the way I got angry with them. But it seems like, you know, they were really pushing my buttons.
I love my family so much, but
I mean, I do.
I gotta stay away for like 95% of the year.
No, but there definitely is like a limit.
Yeah, it's like where I gotta go home. I gotta go alone. Anyway,
they get mean. Anyways,
hey, we're gonna make some TikToks.
Yes,
okay, we're gonna go make some TikToks, and we make sure y'all go fucking watch them.
Yeah, because today we were sadness and
disgust.
Yeah.
Good. Bye. Bye.